Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 565. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, and that includes postage and handling. What really should be charging for, because a lot of people are telling me, Tony, because of the fact that you don't charge for the Bibles, the tapes, and the CDs, and for your literature and things like that, people, they just don't think it's worth anything. But my motive for not charging anything is because the Lord gave me salvation free of charge, and I refuse to charge anything for the gospel. I'm not into making the house of the Lord a place of merchandise either, like you see so many other people do. And I know that they must have to do that, I guess, for having to stay on the air. However, I can tell that the Lord would send them a lot more money if they get scriptural. They'd say a lot of things that are scriptural, but then they go off on the deep end and throw people's souls right into hell by telling them there's eternal security and that you can continue sinning, even though you think that the Lord came into the earth, into this world, to suffer all that he did so that you could continue sinning. If you think such a thing, well, then you're crazy. You're out of your mind. You haven't read the Bible. You don't know what the Bible says. The Bible certainly says the exact opposite of that. And the Lord gives us the Holy Spirit so that we can we have the power, the life-giving Spirit in us, so that we have the power to be able to, and he gives us the Word of God so that we are able to know how to judge. Now, a lot of people say, well, we judge you people as though you're a cult, and we judge you that you're doing this wrong and that wrong because we heard people say that. And if you believe those kind of people, the Bible tells us that you're judging with your own judgment. And the Lord says for you not to judge with your own judgment, because if you do, you're going to be judged the same way, with the same judgment that you judge. Now, for instance, if you say, you've heard people say, this person is a child molester, or he beats people, or he wants to hang a judge, or he wants to beat the IRS out of money, and all these different things, that's false judgment so far as I am, me being judged that way, and you're going to be judged with the same kind of judgment that you judge with. Because if you accuse me or any other true Christian, a born-again Christian, I'm not talking about Catholics, and I know that there are a lot of Catholics that are saved. I don't judge, I'm not judging, well, I do judge Catholics, because I can tell when I judge them with the Word of God that some of them are absolutely right on, with the exception of praying to Mary and all these other false doctrines that they have. The Lord tells them to get out of there. But if you judge, it's the doctrine of the Catholic cult that I'm really against, because they're throwing people's souls into hell. And they're telling people that this is symbolic of the Holy Spirit, and this is the hierarchy believes that they can start wars and murder people and lie about them and bring false judgment against them and send them so that they go to prison or else they be put to death. This is what I have against the hierarchy of the Vatican. Because these people, there's many of them in the church that are just, they seem so nice, and it grieves me, as it did Brother Aguri, to see the darkness that those people are cumbered with. He used to weep for them because they're totally blinded by these ceremonies that they have, and these incense, you know, copying the Jewish ceremonies that they had before Christ came into the world. So the Lord put an end to all those ceremonies. He put an end to all these different feast days and all that, because he says don't pay any attention to days. Don't judge anybody by days or with these different ceremonies and all this. So what we But anyway, I've got a message for you today. We're not to judge, because if we judge, like if you judge somebody to be a fornicator, adulterer, homosexual, or a lesbian, and they're really not these things, well then you may not be guilty of those things, but the Lord will, with your judgment, judge you to be a homosexual, a lesbian, or he says it right here. He says, judge not. This is chapter 7 of the book of Matthew. This is Jesus speaking, who is also God. And Mary has nothing to do with him anymore. He calls her, he says, woman. He calls her woman. But he says, now judge not that with your own judgment. Don't be calling people all these different things if you don't know for sure that they are. Because if they are, then you're using my judgment. And so, you know, if they, so it says, judge not that ye be not judged, because you're going to be judged for with what judgment you judge people, you shall be judged. In other words, if you're going around telling people that they're raping people and that they're beating them and that they're dangerous and all this, it's going to come right back to you on the day of judgment, because you're going to be judged as a person. You're judging people wrongly, and God's going to judge you the same way that you judge. And with what measure, in other words, you measure these people up with your false judgment to be evil and wicked, and they're not. They're actually out there serving the Lord and everything. Well, that's the measure. That's the way God's going to measure you, all right, with the judgment that you judge. But thank God for those of you that are judging correctly with the Word of God, that you're not going to be judged that way. You're going to be judged by the Word of God, and the Word of God is correct. All right? So whatever measure you're measuring people with, you're going to be measured. That's going to be measured to you that way. It shall be measured to you again. Wow, that's something. So be careful how you're judging people. Like some people said, boy, Tony, you look just like the mafia. Yeah, but I'm not. I don't know what you think mafia looks like. I've seen some blonde-haired mafia people, and I've seen some skinny ones and fat ones and every kind. They look like a human being just like you and I. But you don't judge people by what you think or with your own judgment. Well, because why? Because God says it's going to come right back to you. The way you judge people, you're going to be judged the same way. God will judge you by your outward appearance, and that you're a backbiter and a liar and your false accuser. And all these kind of people are going to spend eternity in hell. So you're taking innocent people and judging them with your judgment rather than the judgment of the Lord. And why behold thou the mote? Why this log or mote that's in thy brother's eye? Well, you say, well, he's not my brother. Well, you'd be in a lot better shape if you were my brother or my sister, but you are not. But consider not the beam that is in thine own eye. Now, so there's people that are judging. How do I know they're judging incorrectly? Because the things they're saying about me is false. Amen. All right? That's how I know, and that's how I know it's going to come back to you. Your entire soul, your spirit is going to be cast, is going to sail down into hell, where it's boiling down there and frying, and you're going to be sorry. And so that's why I'm warning you, you don't have any love whatsoever for your own soul or for anybody else, because what you're doing is trying to stop the gospel from coming out. And it's going to continue going on. I've got some Bible reading for you, some scriptures, strong message from the Lord. as if you haven't already heard some strong words from him. And I've got letters, and I've got music. But right now, let's I pray, Lord, that you'll anoint this service, this program. Let speak directly through me, Lord. Not indirectly, directly through me, so that every word that I say will be directly from you. And Lord, if people don't believe it, you stated that they will reap, they have a reward. And those that do believe it, they have your reward. I don't give out rewards myself unless God tells me to. But he's the one that hands out the rewards. And he hands out good ones and bad ones. Good rewards to those that, that Father, you know that the people are doing your will. And evil rewards for those that don't do your will. Lord, let those that are lost come unto you today and give their lives over to you. Surrender themselves completely into your spirit, into the death of the cross, so that they can resurrect from their dead, that their dead spirits can resurrect from the dead and live eternally. And Lord, that the people, we have letters from people that say we're ready to throw in the towel and just give up serving you. But Lord, we pray that you will get to them as well and show them how wicked that is and how evil of a reward they'll receive if they do it. Lord, rebuke every devil in hell that's coming against everyone out there in the world. All the people that are coming in unto you, rebuke every spirit that's coming against your church, your body, your house. In my Father's house, you said, are many mansions. That means that you live in many human bodies. This is the place where you reside, Father, is in us. We are the many mansions that you're talking about. So many people that are into false doctrine think that there's many different mansions up in the kingdom of heaven, and that there's different degrees of mansions, and some people are trying for a bigger house. Lord, I wouldn't put up with the things that I have gone through for a house. I just wouldn't do it. But it's much more than that, because you are the house we live in, and we are the house that you live in on earth. And we are one body. And Lord, we are many stones, and you're the chief cornerstone. And from the cornerstone, all the apostles are built up into one body. Also, the people that follow the apostles, those of us that are alive today, we are one body with you. We are the body of Christ. You, Jesus, are the chief cornerstone of all the apostles and us. And you're also the head of the body. Lord, destroy the works of Satan. In Jesus' name I pray, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now this is a song I did. Jeannie Frecky, and who is a big recording star, and also C.C. Houston, who's with Columbia Records, is backing me up on this, and a couple other big name singers. It's called You Are Your Brother's Keeper. We have to take care of people. We have to, all of us have to get the word of God to people. You are your brother's keeper. Yes, you are.
Last night I had the strangest dream. A dream that seemed so real. A mighty force had carried me back to this ancient field. And then a voice came to me saying, be not filled with fear. bear witness to the things you see, and everything that you hear.
I saw Cain kill his brother in the garden, and I heard the Lord ask Cain where Abel was. I do not know, am I my brother's keeper? He was punished then for spilling Abel's blood. Then I heard the Lord tell Noah, before the sky turned dark, everyone but you and your shall pass away. I see all my children sinning, and it grieves me in my heart. Then I watched as God and Noah built the ark. Noah was his brother's keeper, yes he was, yes he was. Noah was his brother's keeper, yes he was. God saw his children sinning, and it grieved him in his heart. Noah was his brother's keeper, yes he was. I saw Samson single-handed stop a thousand evil men, and Joshua fight the battle at Jericho. I saw David stop Goliath and then become a king. They were their brother's keeper, don't you know? You are your brother's keeper, yes you are, yes you are. You are your brother's keeper, yes you are. God sees his children sinning, and it grieves him in his heart. You are your brother's keeper, yes you are. You are your brother's keeper, yes you are, yes you are. You are your brother's keeper, yes you are. God sees his children sinning, and it hurts him in his heart. You are your brother's keeper, yes you are. You are your brother's keeper, yes you are, yes you are.
Oh, yes you are. God sees his children sinning, and it grieves him in his heart. You are your brother's keeper, yes you are. All right, praise the Lord. Now, we're going to have Michelle read from the 28th Psalm. We need to read Psalms a lot, because it really, the Psalms of David and the other Psalms of Moses and others, this is worship, worshiping the Lord. If people don't read Psalms and they don't cry out to God for deliverance like the psalmist David did and others, there's just no communication to God, and there's no praising the Lord and thanking the Lord. I thank the Lord for everything. I really praise and thank the Lord. So go ahead and read Psalm 28.
Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit.
In other words, David is saying, don't be silent unto me. Read that again, the whole thing.
Unto thee will I cry,
yeah.
O Lord.
I mean, why would you cry out to a person, to a being, a powerful being like God, the only powerful, really powerful being in the whole universe, if you didn't know that he was really there? So the psalmist had faith to believe that he was crying out. He wasn't crying out in vain, because he knew that the Lord was the power and the glory and all these things. So he cried out to him. Let me hear what he says after that.
Be not silent to me.
Yeah. In other words, talk. I know you talk, because you did the whole Bible thus far, he's saying. And he's created everything, and so I'm calling out to him.
Lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit.
Yeah, this is why I love so much where the Word of God says that the Lord is our shepherd, and then the Lord is in us, and that the Lord says that he will give us himself in us. He says all things. He's the creator of all things. Now the Bible, it doesn't teach us everything, but it does teach us that the Holy Spirit will teach us whether to go to California, to New York, to Jerusalem, to Tel Aviv, or to just stay put. The Lord says, trust me, because the Lord does talk. And for people that don't believe that the Lord talks, they never get messages from the Lord. And if they don't get messages from the Lord, then they go down into the pit. And what is the pit? The pit of hell. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, so continue on.
Hear the voice of my supplications.
He's really talking to God because he really is in trouble. And he wants God to give him some guidance. Today, all of us that are born again of the Spirit have the life-giving Spirit living in us, the Comforter, who the Lord says will teach us everything. He'll teach us everything that is important for us to know. He's not going to teach you ballroom dancing, for instance, or things that are trivia, or how to play baseball, basketball, football, or how to box or play ping pong or hockey, or any of these frivolous things, or how to act in stage plays or movies. But the Lord is going to teach you how to stay out of the pit. Okay? That's what he's saying. That if you don't call upon me, if you don't answer me, Lord, I'll go down into the pit like all the people that are not interested in hearing from you. And why not? Because they don't believe you exist. They don't have faith. Okay, then what?
Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee.
Yeah, I'm sending supplications unto you, Lord. I'm crying unto you. I've got to hear which direction you want me to go. Do you want me to go to Hebron? Do you want me to go to Mount Carmel? You want me to go to Jerusalem and stay there? Or where, Lord? I'm calling on you to find out. Lord, I want to find out. Now that we have the entire Bible, I know that you said that we're healed. If we have cancer, or we've got eye trouble, or we've got some kind of rare disease, or some common disease that we know that kills people, Lord, I need to hear from you. I need to get an answer from you. And I know that you're the Comforter, and I know that you talk, because the whole Bible is your word. You are the word of God. So I'm making these supplications. Tell me, should I get ready to meet my God? Am I really going to go out to meet you, Lord? Or am I going to be around for a while? And if I am, I need direction from you. Is there a reason that you want me to be here? Am I going to be valuable to you, Lord? I need to hear from you. You said you'd teach me all things. And you're living in me. You're the life-giving Spirit, the Comforter, that teaches me everything. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible, the words in the Bible are not going to teach you things like that. So the Lord is leaving it up to us to communicate with him. He's telling us we have to cry out to him, just like David, because a lot of people get it into their head that there's some kind of chosen vessel that they don't have to call unto God or hear from him. But he's letting us know that we have to walk with him one day at a time on a daily basis. We have to really cry. He listens to the cry of our heart. If people like are going through some ceremony and waving a wand back and forth, this infuriates the Lord. It looks extremely holy, but it denies the power of God, because they don't believe that God talks. They just talk to him, and a lot of them talk through Buddha. They think they're talking to God, or Muhammad, or the Pope, or Catholicism. All religions are of the devil. Only salvation is of the Lord. So they're going to be like the rabble. Or of the earth, they're going to be like dogs barking at your heels, and serpents biting at your boots. But the Lord says he's going to take care of them. So far, many of them have died It's just an incredible thing. I prayed, God, if there's any good in them at all, if they're going to repent, forgive them. But Lord, show them you as you showed yourself to me, so that they will cry out from the depths of their heart in belief, in faith, in trust. The more I do that, the more God pours out coals of fire on people's heads that do that, that are evil. So anyone that is still judging or making up their own judgment that I'm some kind of an evil person, when they don't even know you, I would suggest to them that you start barking like dogs, because the Bible states that surely God will kill you. And when somebody like David, or any brother of David, anybody that really loves the Lord, anyone that's really serving the Lord, calls on the Lord in faith, believing, he's going to answer us. And then you'll be very sorry for your false judgments. Let's read on here in Psalm 28.
Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle.
Oh, hold your hands up and praise the Lord. Because without him, you're going down to the pit. Don't you people out there want direction from the Lord? And don't you want to, don't be so sold out to a false religion that you're going to persecute somebody because they don't believe in that. If people believe in Catholicism or Buddhism or Mohammedism or any of the other isms, I don't send anybody out to kill them or hurt them in any way. We pray that their souls will be saved. Go ahead and read on.
Draw me not away with the wicked.
Yeah, don't let me get sucked in to their foolishness because of the fact that they have billion-dollar monasteries or huge statues. Don't let that get to you, because the Lord's going to shake those billion-dollar monasteries down, and they're going to be nothing but dust. He's going to smash them into powder. And then, where will you be? Who will you run to? Because there won't be any ceremonies anymore. And then you'll think that you're lost. It's just too bad that you don't realize it now. So, get out of these kind of situations and just follow the Lord, okay? Pray to him like David does. There's no ceremony. The Lord wants you to go into your closet and pray. Amen?
Amen.
Whatever your closet might be. It might be in your automobile, someplace where you go get alone with God. Then what?
Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts.
Yeah. You know, there's so many people that smile at you, and as soon as your back is turned, they're stabbing you in the back. I remember one time, this was this Edwards funeral home in Van Buren, Arkansas. There was all these false statements going out that Susie was buried in a glass casket. They said she was packed in ice. They know very good and well that I never had her packed in ice. As a matter of fact, they wrote Bill Early wrote the letter stating that it was just a normal casket and a normal funeral. And they were the ones that officiated over the funeral service. This is just one of the hundreds of thousands of false accusations that have been brought against me. And so I just told them to write a letter out. And Bill Early, who was with that funeral home, did have a letter typed up and signed it. And then they demanded that it was sent back to them because they didn't want to stand up for us. So I never had held another funeral over there. I would not do it. I mean, those people are really evil. And they were talking behind our back. I had somebody call on the phone that they wanted to meet somebody that had a funeral parlor, and I found out that they were bad because I was on a one of these phones where you can hear the this person says, "Hey, I'm a friend of Tony Alamo." He says, "Oh, you shouldn't be bothered with him." And I was listening to him, and he was the one that said that he was my friend. And he used to go to our restaurant in Elma all the time and act so nice. And the man is just a backbiter. And I didn't say, I was so embarrassed that I didn't say anything to you. I should have just told him, "Hey, Bill, this is Tony here. Why should he not go run around with me? Why?" Okay, go ahead.
"Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors."
Incidentally, Bill Early died soon after that. And he's judged. He judged me wrong. I never did anything wrong to him. As a matter of fact, we helped him and everything. Fed him. Okay, what else?
"Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert." Because they
Well, see, the psalmist David here is saying, "Render unto them their desert." Well, that's what I always pray, and the Lord took Bill Early. And I'm sure that the people of that Edwards funeral home are not enjoying, I'm sure God did something to him. I don't know what it was, but he always does. He dropped 30 people dead in about 2 week period of time out here in the Falk area and cursed bunches more. All right. So, you know, this is it. Go ahead.
"Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the..."
Opinion, you know, they don't believe that he hears or answers or talks or he moves against people that are coming against his people. People are crazy. They're in darkness. They don't pay any heed to him. What else?
"Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up."
Right. So he did destroy a bunch of people. And many hundreds of people down through the almost 44 years that I've been in the ministry. Okay?
"Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications."
Okay, so you can see that he cried out and the Lord answered him. Okay, then what?
"The Lord is my strength and my shield."
Yes, because really we're pretty feeble folk, us people. The life that we have in us is something like a pilot light on a water heater. Just a little puff of wind comes and puts that light out. And that's how it is when people die. They think that they're invincible and they get sick and they think, "Oh, nothing could ever happen to me. I'm not going to die." And then they get sicker and more sick, and then they die. I mean, I've seen people, they said, "Nah, nothing's going to happen to me." Even my brother and a judge in Little Rock and all kinds of people said, "God, I've got cancer, but I'm going to be healed, Tony." This judge in Little Rock that came against us. And I said, "Well, if I can do anything to help you, I will." He says, "No, I have my own church, Tony." I said, "All right." And he died about a week to a week and a half later. Then what else?
"My heart trusted in him, and I am helped."
When your heart trusts in the Lord, you will be helped.
Amen.
Okay, then what?
"Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my..."
Oh, what a beautiful feeling when the Lord answers you and delivers you, and you feel the warm anointing of the Lord touching your body and giving you added strength. It's like, it's just, there's no other feeling like that in the entire world. Then what?
"And with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed."
Right. So, the saving strength of his anointed. Well, am I anointed by the Lord? You better
Amen.
Believe I am.
Amen.
I am anointed of the Lord, and he has saved me so many different times from utter disaster and people raising up, trying to do something to me. You going to do something? Well, then hurry. Come on, do it. Do it. Hurry. Don't be just threatening. Use your name, too. Come on, use your name. All these cowards hide And the Lord knows who you are. I mean, I'm saying to you, repent, or the Lord is going to kill you. And every time I pray for people to be saved, he pours coals of fire on their heads, and they are miserable. Okay?
Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever.
Okay, wouldn't you like to be lifted up forever? Well, I guess not. Some people just don't want to. Now, that's from the Word of God. That's his judgment. And you're judging with your own judgment. And the Lord says that you're going to be judged by the Lord's judgment, which is righteous judgment. The Lord says, if you come against his people, he will kill you. Out of the treasure of my heart, where the Spirit of the Lord dwells. The Spirit of the Lord dwells in my spirit, in my heart. I urge you to back off and do what the Lord says. Those of you who are trying to persecute me, and are in fact persecuting the church of the Lord, and you know what you're doing? You're persecuting yourself, because you're going to reap exactly what you're sowing. Amen?
Amen.
Back off, I pray that you will, because you're just hurting yourself. All right, now then, let's read one testimony, one letter right now, please. Sharon?
This is from Ghana, West Africa. Dear Pastor, thank God for your life. May the Lord bless and increase your ministry. I was down in the spirit at the verge of backsliding, but the message I heard you preached on the radio elevated my spirit to another level of grace. Now I begin to experience a revival outbreak in me. I wish to request for Christian literature, Bible, and any other resourceful book for Christian growth to keep me on fire till Jesus comes. Yours in the Lord, G.L. DeGorl from Ghana, West Africa.
Okay, now I noticed that, you know, on so many TV, supposed to be Christian TV programs, people are going to, they judge everyone with their own judgment. Oh, how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye. People don't like to listen to this. You're judging people when you yourself are totally corrupt. That's really sad. And then the Lord has a word for you. He says that you're a hypocrite. And the hypocrites have their place in the king in the pit of hell. First, if you want to really be a friend of the Lord, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye. And then, when you have the Spirit, the life-giving Spirit in you, to teach you how to do that, then shalt thou see clearly. You'll be able to understand the word clearly, to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs. Now, the dogs are people that are not saved. They're the ones. Now, I noticed that before I started coming out with the truth of the Lord, the Catholic cult would never let you know what they're saying. They talk in Latin. But now they're speaking in English, and they're mixing in more truth, which makes it more difficult to discern that they're counterfeits. So cast, give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine. Now this is God calling people dogs and pigs. And why not? Lest they trample them under their feet and turn against and rend you. So you really have to be careful about these people because they're extremely dangerous. The Lord tells us to, if we want to know something, and the Lord tells us, ask. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 8. For everyone that asks, this is a fantastic promise of the Lord. And remember, he cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. But it's impossible for Satan to do anything else but lie. So he says, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And this is why that Psalm 28 is so good, because it tells you and shows you the way that David calls out unto the Lord. Because he really believes that he's going to answer. And in the psalm, he says that he did answer. Verse 9. You know, David didn't get killed out on the battlefield like Saul and Jonathan, but he died in his bed. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 9. Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Now remember, the words that the Lord speaks are not his own, but they're the Father's. And these words are spirit and they are life. So if they're spirit, they are the life-giving spirit, and they are the bread and the water, or the bread and the blood. The life of Christ is in his blood. And so when we're drinking, when we're eating the bread of life, we're also drinking the life blood of Christ. No father, real father, would do that. Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Verse 11. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father, how much more will your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? The kingdom of heaven is filled with all kinds of treasures and things that you need. And the Lord knows how to give them. He owns all the gold and silver and diamonds and rubies and pearls in this entire world. Verse 12, and he'll give them to you. Not necessarily those things, but he'll give you what you need. Verse 12, therefore all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. So the law and the prophets are still intact then. A lot of people think the law is done away with. This is the law and the prophets, that you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And the Lord states that every person on earth is like unto him. Because inasmuch as you, a lot of people, they give like maybe a fraction of what they have. But the Lord gave everything that he had. He died on the cross and shed his precious blood and the water that came out of his side, which is symbolic of the Holy Spirit and the life-giving Spirit. And his blood, the life is in the blood. And he gave his body, which is bread. His body is the entire body of the Word of God. Verse 13, enter ye in at the straight gate. In other words, just go by the Word of God. That's the straight way. And that's what people don't like to do, because it involves them denying themselves and taking up a cross and being crucified with Christ and resurrected from their dead. Their dead spirit is brought back to life, and now they're alive in the spiritual realm. For wide is the gate, And broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. So people that say, I've got my own life, I'm going to live it my way. Well, sure, most of the people in the world want to do that, but it's you're just on your way to destruction. And how you're going to hate yourself eternally when you're gnawing on your tongue and grinding your teeth and boiling in hell with lava all over around you and you can't escape. And many there be which go in thereat. They go to the wide gate, because, verse 14, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, unto eternal life. And very few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, the Lord tells us, because the whole television is just full of them. Verse 15, which come to you in sheep's clothing. In other words, they come to you as ministers of the gospel. But inwardly, they're not sheep. They are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits, their deeds, the things they do. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes? Do you ever see thorns growing out of grapevines? No. Or figs of thistles? No. So we can tell what a tree is by the fruit. I look at an orange tree, I see oranges on it, I know, hey, that's an orange tree. Amen?
Amen.
Or apples, I see that's an apple tree, and figs on a fig tree. And I look at grapes, they come off of vines. There's no thorns on them. Verse 17, even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. Verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree, the Lord is likening us unto trees, every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit, in other words, human souls to salvation, is hewn down and cast into the fire. Well, you don't see any Spirit of God going around with an axe in his hand. Like, the Lord is everywhere. He's invisible, and he's right where you're at. He knows the thoughts of your heart. He knows what you're thinking in your mind. And so he's right near, and you'll be cut down. Doesn't mean necessarily with an axe, but he'll have you, something will happen to you. Verse 20, wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. When people are telling bad stories about you, evil stuff that is not true, well, you know that they're devils. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful things, wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. You were just memorizing scriptures, and you were, you talked eloquent and everything, but I don't know you. Depart from me, ye that worketh iniquity. Well, how could a good Savior say something like that? Well, he says it because he is good, and that's just exactly what they deserve. Verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth my words, these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And I'm sure it would be below sea level, as the people in New Orleans did. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew. Okay. And beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. If you don't pay any attention to what the Lord says, it's inevitable you're going to fall, and great will be the destruction of you. So I see that my time is up, and those of you that want to build your you want to be saved. You don't want to go to hell. You don't want to be boiling in fire and brimstone forever. There's only one thing to do, and that is to, if you believe the words that I said, I read them right out of the Bible, well, then you should call on the Lord, and he'll save your soul. So why don't you do that? Let's do that right now. Let's pray to the Lord. Say to the Lord now, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Heavenly Father, rose Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are Spirit and you are life. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus and Father God and Holy Spirit. Wash away all the former filthy sins that I've committed. Save my soul. Give me, Lord, get me on the straight and narrow path. No matter what it costs, this is my very life. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know. Because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. And that includes me. And that's how I know that you've heard me. And I know that you've answered me. And I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell the listening audience how to receive a copy of this CD or audio tape. It's free. Tape number, program number 565.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, you know, when we go up to the Spirit, goes out of our bodies, right through our mouth, and we fly away, if we're saved, to the kingdom of heaven. And here's a Blackwood Brothers quartet to sing for you. I'll fly away.
Sure, I'll fly away to the warm home on God's celestial shore. Joy shall never end.